I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to continue our conversation on colonization. Colonization, why? Because we got an email from the last show that we did talking about colonization. For those who didn't hear that show, you can check it out on our website at noiseofthunderradio.com. But in short, I was confronting a speech made by an American Muslim Marxist, a black Muslim Marxist, who is part of this radical left-wing movement to undermine America, and gave a speech about the oppression of America and how America is the oppressor because of colonization. And this is an old argument. It's been around for years. People have heard it for many years. They do the same kind of brainwashing over in Great Britain. Same thing. That supposedly America is the result of colonization, which is true, but that means that America is guilty of some great wrong or injustice against society, against mankind, against the indigenous peoples, etc., etc. Now, of course, what they don't talk about is they don't give the context of colonization throughout world history. First of all, the fact that you've got a black Muslim, a Muslim, making this complaint is utterly ridiculous. All of the Islamic countries in the world, with the possible exception of Arabia, Saudi Arabia, which was taken over by the Prophet Muhammad in the 7th century, he got control of Mecca, and then he got control of Medina. Remember now, Medina was an ancient Jewish city. He went in there with his followers, overturned the city, slaughtered all the men, turned the women and children into slaves. And now, today, centuries later, Medina is one of the two holiest cities in all of Islam. But it was an ancient Jewish city. The Muslims are not apologizing for taking it over. Or all the other 50-odd countries that they've overrun throughout history. They're not apologizing for their invasion of Lebanon in the 20th century. They're not apologizing for taking over the ancient Christian city of Smyrna in the early part of the 20th century and slaughtering hundreds of thousands of Christians and taking over their ancient city. They're not apologizing for their civil war in the Central African Republic, or the fact that they seized control of part of the Isle of Cyprus, another ancient Christian isle. The list goes on and on and on. But this is the whole 1400-year history of Islam. All of the parts of Africa that have been seized by Muslims have been seized through Islamic colonization. All of them. And then you've got on the other side of this thing, you've got your socialists and your communists. How has socialism and communism spread throughout the world? Through Marxist colonization methods. That's all it is. That is all it is. Going into countries, finding a way to undermine them, take them over, seize their government, seize their wealth, etc. And then what do? They set up gulags and concentration camps and start mass murdering people. This is what they do. And they kill them. They've killed them by the tens of millions in recent history. So bear in mind whenever you hear one of these colonization arguments that the accusers are typically Muslims and Marxists. They're the ones driving the accusations, and they are far more guilty than anything they could ever lay at the feet of Christianity, historically. And the difference between them and Christian colonization actually brings the gospel throughout the world. Christian colonization has established all the places in the world that anybody wants to live in. That's what we have to remember. All the countries that the immigrants are trying to get into are the historically Christian countries of the world, by and large. There may be an exception here or there, but the Western European countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, These are all countries that are the result of Christian colonization, and yes, they're the best countries in the world. They're the freest, they're the most successful by the grace of God. And yet what's happening through the brainwashing that goes on in the schools and the colleges and universities is they're trying to convince Christians that Christians should be ashamed of colonization. Ooh, you should be so ashamed. But who are the people pointing the finger? The Marxists and the Muslims. Remember that. People who are far more guilty of colonization and with disastrous results. Whenever they colonize anything, they turn it into a nightmare. So, we ought not to listen to them. Now, why do I say this? Well, I got an email. This is from one of our listeners named Jeff. And Jeff sent me an email. He said, "Hi, Chris. The timing of your radio show on the truth of colonization was perfect this week. There is an article making the rounds today promoted by Christian author Ann Voskamp that condemns and attacks colonization, along with many other offensive comments." And then he says, "I sent your radio link to my wife's friend, etc., etc." And then he gives me a link to this, the article promoted by Ann Voskamp. Now, the article itself was actually written by an African-American woman named Lisa Sharon Harper. Lisa Sharon Harper, who is the author of a book called The Very Good Gospel, How Everything Wrong Can Be Made Right. That's her book. I have not read this book. I don't know anything about it. But just to give you a reference, she does have a website at lisasharonharper.com. Then there is Ann Voskamp. I've never heard of Ann Voskamp before today. I understand she is an author and she is white, okay? And presumably a Christian. And both of these women seem to profess Christianity. And Ann Voskamp seems to have posted this article in response to these events that have happened in Charlottesville with the riots, with the white supremacists or the white nationalists showing up, whatever the case may be, whatever they were. And they, of course, are showing up in response to all of this leftist Black Lives Matter agitation that's been going on for months in our country. And of course, you know, we don't support white supremacy in any way. I think it's the wrong answer, but it's a knee-jerk reaction when you have this radical black anti-white movement, because that's what it is. It's a very anti-white movement. What that does is, of course, it stirs up the people on the other side. And both sides are wrong. That's the problem. It's like Spurgeon said, when you're given the choice of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. And this would be one of those cases where you choose neither, because neither is the right solution. The Bible is the solution. Henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. That's the solution. Man judges by the outward show, but God looketh upon the heart. That's the solution. For from the heart proceed evil thoughts, and these are the things that defile a man, Jesus said. So we've got to be looking to our hearts, and we've got to stop this business of judging after the flesh, because that's the problem. And right now what's happening is the people who are claiming that they are the modern civil rights advocates, supposedly, they're the worst offenders of all. They're not really the followers of Martin Luther King. King, who said a man should not be judged by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. They don't believe that at all. They judge everything by the color of somebody's skin. For them, it's all about black versus white, etc. The race baiters. Now, the difference between Muslim colonization versus Christian colonization, we could say, is the difference between Africa and America. In America, slavery has been abolished. In Africa, you've got more than 10 million people in slavery even today. In Saudi Arabia, there is reportedly a million I don't know how anybody would prove it, but there's reportedly a million or more people who are slaves in Saudi Arabia. You've got Yazidi people. You've got many blacks from Africa. Black men are still being castrated, reportedly, in Saudi Arabia. Okay, this is the difference between Islamic colonization versus Christian colonization. In the Christian countries, you don't have slavery. You have freedom. You have opportunity, etc. Bear this in mind, brethren, when you hear these arguments that are being made. An article was written now by this woman, Lisa Sharon Harper. Lisa Sharon Harper, who is a black woman, she writes an article that is then posted by Ann Voskamp, who is a white woman, Christian, okay? And they both seem to profess Christianity. And so Lisa Sharon Harper writes this article about going into Charlottesville and, you know, she's saying, would I pick up my cross? And she says, Jesus warns his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me, etc. And she's going into what sounds like a biblical argument. Sounds that way, about taking up the cross and this kind of thing. And then she says, I sat in silence and begged God for a definitive word. God spoke, be present, supposedly, he said. This is what she's saying. Then she says, at some point, they were handed paper and pens, she says, and asked to write down why they are doing what they were doing. And here's what she wrote. She said, quote, I am here to walk in the tradition of my ancestors and bear the truth of God, that we too are made in the image of God. I am here to bear witness that I was created to take up space in the world, to be, to live, to thrive, to lead, to love, and to be connected with all, end quote. That's what she said. Now, I just found it kind of interesting why there was to bear truth, maybe to represent the gospel of Christ, to talk to people about salvation, talk to people about repentance from sin, and how a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ really is the only way to overcome all of this division. I mean, the problem with the white supremacists, I'll tell you, you go to some of these white nationalist websites, and I've seen them, and they'll have all this stuff on there, all this information about, you know, what white genocide and how they're trying to get rid of the white man, all this other kind of stuff, parts of which are true. But then you keep scrolling down these websites, you keep looking around, sooner or later, you're going to see some symbol there of Thor or Odin or these old pagan Norse gods that were worshipped by Western Europeans and Scandinavians and so on through the Middle Ages, before they converted to Christianity. That's what you find, okay? And this is the problem with the white supremacists. What the white supremacists are doing, they're looking at all of the blessings that God has given to Western European people, and they think that these things have happened because they're white, rather than that they are the result of God's blessing upon people who had faith in him, who trusted him, who took him at his word, who preached the word of God, who were willing to lay down their lives for the cause of the gospel and the widespread publication of the Bible throughout the world. So it puts the focus on the flesh, it gives glory to man, and it robs glory from Almighty God. And as the Bible says, if any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. All right, we've got to go to a commercial break. We'll talk more when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part 3 in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I've been a customer of Mountain House through one of their distributors. But now, Worldview Weekend, as of October 25th, 2016, has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. Now look, the key word here is balance. We don't put our hope in horses and chariots. We don't put our security in food and gold and silver. But it is important to be diversified and to be prepared. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. I think people ought to have a little bit put aside, as I've done since April of 2013, in case of an emergency. You get free shipping and handling, and you're supporting the general operating budget of Worldview Weekend. Just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. Today we're talking more about this issue of colonization. Now, I've been giving kind of the backdrop to this article that was posted by Ann Voskamp, who is a well-known, apparently. Now, I'd never heard of her, but she does appear to be well-known, known well enough to where her post in this article has been significant for her supporters. And remember, we're talking about an article not actually written. When I first read it, I thought it was written by Ann Voskamp. It's not written by Ann Voskamp. It's posted by her. But of course, she gives her approval to this article written by Lisa Sharon Harper, who is an African-American woman and appears to be a professing Christian based on the things that I saw very briefly on her website. So let's bear that in mind. But here is where I think she goes astray in the article. Here's what she says. Okay, this is where she starts talking in the article about colonization, which is the point I've been trying to get to. She says, quote, "What strikes me now is that to bear witness to my right to live, I had to be willing to die." And what she's talking about is the risk she took by going to Charlottesville, and she's presenting this argument that her opposing the white supremacists is her bearing witness to her right to live because supposedly the white supremacists don't want her to live, etc. Now, here's the thing, brethren. It works the same on both sides. Do you have white supremacists who maybe have this view against blacks? They'd like to get rid of all the blacks? Sure. But at the same time, you have blacks who want to get rid of all the whites. In fact, we hear all of these comments about white genocide, not just from blacks now, also these white socialists going around. They seem to be the ones promoting it. But in places like South Africa, you have the white farmers down there who have done nothing wrong despite all the propaganda. If you go study what really happened, they are being murdered and demoralized continually by the blacks down there who are bent on trying to wipe out all the whites. Okay? So, it's bad on both sides, but to give the impression, as she does in this article, that this is the problem. And here's what she says. Let me just keep reading here. She says, "To bear witness to my right to live, I had to be willing to die." She says, quote, "This has been the cross that people of African descent and Native American people have borne for more than 500 years on U.S. soil. Ever since the demon called colonization led Europeans to claim the land, enslave, then remove its original inhabitants, then enslave and exploit people of African descent to work that land and build their country in the name of colonizing them, right? Have had to risk death to bear witness to our right to live. And then she goes on. Now, let me just read a few more lines. She says, quote, the demon of colonization claims human flourishing for its own exclusive pleasure. The colonizing spirit declares the self to be fully human, to have the right to steward the world and all else, either an asset, a burden, or an obstacle, right? Colonization is the soil from which our nation sprung. Colonization's truth and rightness are the underlying assumptions upon which our entire way of life rests. Colonization created the political construct of race itself for one purpose, to secure the exclusive right of dominion for folks deemed white by the state. Okay, and then she goes on from there. But it's just one line after another about colonization, how evil colonization is or was. And the reality is, brethren, without Christian colonization, many, many blacks in the world would still be slaves today. That's the reality. They would still be slaves today. They would have lives far, far worse than anything that anybody could ever complain about in the Western world. That's the reality. Because the blacks who were brought to America as slaves, this is what they've taken out of our history books, the blacks who were brought to America as slaves were not free people in their home country. You've got more and more historians, both black and white, that are recognizing this. And I've heard there was one guy who was a researcher. He was a black guy. And he said, it's just a matter of time before people are going to realize that this is a deception, this whole idea that it's Western European people, white people, are the ones who brought an end to slavery. It was Western European Christian people who not only put an end to slavery in Great Britain and the United States, but then you had people like Dr. David Livingstone, who went into Africa as a missionary, spent years there in Africa, and worked tirelessly to put an end to slavery in many parts of Africa. And it was a result of Christian missionaries. In fact, there's a book by Dr. Peter Hammond called The Greatest Century of Missions that talks about this. But Christian missionaries who helped to put a stop to slavery in many parts of Africa to this day. Now, of course, they're still practicing it in those areas that are occupied by Muslims. But you've had Christian people there, Western European people there, American people there, for the last 100 years trying to put an end to slavery. But of course, there's only so much they can do, you know, without conducting a full-scale invasion. But that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to go into a country, take it over, put an end to the slavers, and then set the people free. But in many parts of Africa, I'm still trying to study this, brethren, the history of it, of what happened. But according to Dr. Hammond, after the late 19th, early 20th century, the European nations abandoned any advance in terms of the colonization of Africa. You see, Christian colonization is what brings freedom, real freedom and equality to countries. This is what they don't want to tell people. Okay? But in doing so, it puts an end to savagery and barbarity. The false impression is given that pagans were somehow or other just peace-loving people who were minding their own affairs. That's simply not the case. Pagans are often very savage. They practice slavery. They practice rape, human sacrifice. All these atrocities are normalized in many pagan cultures. But see, Hollywood doesn't tell you that. A lot of these modern historians don't tell you that because it's all part of the Marxist agenda to try and undermine Christian civilization. And they're doing it at a variety of levels, but propaganda and misinformation and false information is key. There's that quote from Karl Marx, history is the battleground. All right, now here's a another part of this article where she's talking about bearing the cross. And she says, quote, "It has been the cross that Latino and Asian American people have borne for the past 200 plus years since colonization stole land from Mexicans and declared it was now America." Okay, now, unless I'm wrong, this seems to be a reference to the ongoing argument from the illegals from Mexico and some who are not necessarily illegal from Mexico that supposedly, you know, we didn't cross the border, they say, but the border crossed us. And they argue that, you know, large portions of America today really is land that should belong to the Mexican people. Now, when you hear that, brethren, if you hear that argument, what you need to do is you need to say this. You need to say, oh, well, listen, what is the official language of the Mexican people? And then they're going to say Spanish. And then you say, really? Was that the language of the ancient Aztecs? And they're going to say, well, no, of course not. No. Oh, so you mean the Aztecs, the original owners of Mexico, before Mexico was conquered by the Spanish in the 16th century, all as a result of the Spanish colonization of Mexico. And so these are now these Spanish-speaking Mexicans who are complaining about land here in North America that was taken from them, they say. But of course, all of that was settled fair and square as a result of conflict and then treaties that were signed long ago. All right, brethren, that's all on this issue. We're going to have to do another show on this because there's so much to talk about. But that's going to do it for us today. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.